welcome to The Life of an Entrepreneur. I'm Jan McCarthy with Entrepreneurial Voice, and we are broadcasting live here from SkidRowStudios.com in downtown Los Angeles, and we are Real Radio on the Internet, and we're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're very excited to have you all join us. We're here to talk about entrepreneurship and what it takes to get started and how you kind of go about that process, to share some of the business tips that some of our entrepreneurs have learned along the way, along their journey, and find out a little bit more about their journey and what made them do what it is that they're doing. And today I am interviewing two very special guests, Dr. William Martin, who in full disclosure is my brother, and also Dr. Shelley Zavala. And they have launched a new program called Body, Mind, Spirit Intensive Outpatient Program. And I would like to welcome you all to the program and so excited to hear more about what it is that you all do. And just before we get started, let our listeners know that if you'd like to call in with any questions, you can reach us at 1-800-893-9562. Welcome, Dr. Martin and Dr. Zavala. I'm so happy to have you here.
We're so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
So tell me, what is the Body, Mind, Spirit Intensive Outpatient Program?
The Body, Mind, Spirit Intensive Outpatient Program is an outgrowth of our combined practices over many years. Each of us have been in private practice and been offering outpatient treatment for people with compulsive and addictive disorders for many years. And over the last 3 to 5 years, we've both recognized in South Orange County that there's a real need for a fair-priced and really good program for people who are going through that recovery process. There are programs that are very expensive and that are very good, and there are also programs that are very inexpensive but don't provide a very good service. So we're in the middle of the road trying to focus on that target population and offer people a way to rebuild their lives and to be able to be the most that they can be and have a happy and healthy life.
So that's very important what you just said. We're really focusing on trying to help people, and that's what every entrepreneur needs to do, is what is the problem out there and what is the solution that you're providing. And what you're saying is that in your experience and having worked with patients over the years, you found that there's a void in the marketplace for what it is that you're trying to offer. And so you really kind of took that step that this is something that we want to launch and to be able to offer more and provide something for your clients and your patients. So what I always like to do is to find out a little bit about who you are and how you got started in what it is that you're doing. So did you always have, you all can take turns, but did you always have an interest in helping other people in coming into this career path for yourselves, or how did you get started? What was that aha moment that said, this is what I want to do with my life?
Well, I know for me it started off quite differently, as in the restaurant trade, but I had a passion for food and seeing people enjoy something. And then I went back to school and became a therapist, got my doctorate in psychology. And I love doing that, but sometimes I see the limitation one-on-one and also in a lot of the programs out there. And whenever I get this pull that there's something missing out there, I just go out there and find a way to make it happen. And I don't listen to what's in the box. And I think that's what's important with our program, is we're really looking at how can we just get people just beyond the healing, but into something even greater, even though, as Dr. Martin will talk about, or his goal with people as well, is this life plan, this blueprint. Because I think we all have so much more potential, and so many people are walking around like sheep doing the same thing, not believing that they can be more or do more.
Well, the important part of entrepreneurship, too, is to be able to think outside the box and also offer something that is special, kind of your secret sauce, if you will, but also to offer something special that other people aren't offering, and to be able to give people a way to really heal, to be able to find a way to work with this program that will work with them, and addressing, again, going back to what we talked about, what... The what the problem is, addressing their needs specifically. And that's exactly. something that not all entrepreneurs focus on. It's like, oh, I have this great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it without really thinking about what does the market really need? What are people really needing? So it sounds like you've really, both of you have really gotten in touch with your patients and really thought very carefully about what it is that will work for them. Now, was there a moment of inspiration for you that said, I would like to go into therapy?
There was. It was interesting. I actually was doing my own therapy, and I'm like, this is amazing. I look at the difference it made in my life and thought, I want to do this. And I had a lot of obstacles, but I'm sort of one of those people, when I see something, I don't let it go until I complete it. You have to have passion for what you're doing, and that's what
Absolutely.
I want to help people find in themselves with our program, is what's their passion, because you can overcome a lot when you find that inside yourself.
Right. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. So what was your moment of inspiration, Dr. Martin?
Well, like Dr. Zavala, throughout my life, I've always been very interested and fascinated by human beings and the three aspects that make us up, which is the physical, the psychological, and the spiritual. And through the years that I have studied psychology and human beings in each of those three areas, I've discovered that there's three cornerstones of health in each one of them. And that's what our program focuses on, which I think is really unique and mm-hmm. sets it aside from all the other programs, is in the physical component. We look at nutrition and exercise and stress management and helping an individual to balance those out. In the psychological, we help them with their cognitive functioning, all the things they do in their head, their emotional balance and their behaviors. And in the spiritual, we help them to get in touch with the spiritual aspect of themselves and to develop some kind of a conceptual understanding of how they fit into the bigger picture. And through all of that, help them to form a blueprint of their life and, like I said before, to be able to create a life and the relationships that they ideally want and deserve.
Well, that sounds fabulous. And I love that you all are bringing all three of these things together. Because you see that happening more and more these days in entrepreneurship. I know this is a completely different kind of thing, but you'll see, like, even with restaurants where they might be affiliated with a clothing store, or they might be affiliated with a salon, and people are merging, recognizing that people want to be able to come to one place and get something that is more than just what started out as just a singular type of product or service. And I love that you're looking at the whole person instead of just that one function, because if the mind is working but the body's not,
exactly.
Well, along
it's not going to work.
Right. And along those lines, a majority of treatment programs focus on the presenting symptom, what the person comes in with. So if somebody comes in with alcohol abuse or drug abuse or some type of compulsive behavior like compulsive gambling, then most of the treatment programs focus predominantly on that. And although we definitely are going to address that, as Dr. Zavala said, we go beyond that and we help them to look at the fact that that compulsion or that addiction at one time may have very well been perceived as a solution by that person, as a way right. of self-medicating themselves or as a way of escaping their pain. And behind that is any number of other issues or problems that need to be addressed in order for that person to be whole.
Yeah, well, those are very, very, very important points. And I love that you all are bringing all of that into play. So what was that moment that you all, because a lot of times people are working individually and you all are partners on this. And so what was that moment? Did it just start over coffee? Did it, were you sharing your frustrations that sometimes that you wished you could do more? How did that moment come about? Because a lot of people think about launching a new product or service or a new arm of their business. So how did that come about that you all decided to launch this new program?
Well, I think it's quite an interesting story. Is I was talking to a colleague and she goes, oh, you remind me of someone else I know. And I was telling her about what I wanted to do out there. And she goes, so does this other guy I know. You two have to meet. So, and this just shows you how important it is to put it out there. If I hadn't mentioned my goal to this colleague, this may never have happened. And then what I think is really key when Dr. Martin and I sat down was that we have very similar values.
Oh, so important.
Exactly, because how does a partnership work? And that's so important for any successful entrepreneur, is that you start off, in fact, studies show that the best businesses are when people have similar values.
And well, marriages too.
Exactly.
Although,
yes,
y'all could be telling me that. You're the
that's right.
The professionals here, the experts. So, but yeah, I agree. That's so important. So when someone's thinking about developing a partnership with someone, that's really something to take into account. Thanks. Is what are those values? And I'm so glad you brought that up. And the other part is being, a lot of times entrepreneurs are very, you know, it's like, oh, I've got to keep this secret. I can't mm-hmm. share it with anybody, because if I share it, then everybody else is going to do it. But if you don't share it, it just becomes the best kept secret.
Exactly.
And that's not the way to get successful. So being able to share it and putting that out there is a really important component of entrepreneurship, and has helped you all to develop this incredible partnership together by bringing together both of your different strengths and working from that angle. So that's awesome. And so you have this friend in common who kind of put you all together.
Well, that, and I think that once we started talking, Dr. Zavala and I myself, is we realized that we both shared a very similar vision.
Exactly.
And I think that's really important.
Yes.
For anything that's important in our life, is to start out in the beginning with some kind of a vision or a goal or an outcome in mind. And then when we started talking about some of the frustrating experiences we'd had of trying to find the right program for people who we were seeing and had a similar experience of not being able to find those programs, we realized that there was a definite need. And I think that's a very important component, too, of starting any kind of a new business. So there was definitely a need. We shared values, shared vision, and then we put together a program that I think is absolutely unique and comprehensive and really incorporates what all of us need, a happier life made
exactly.
up of happy relationships and health and balance. And we're really excited about launching it and changing the world one person at a time.
Yes,
that sounds great. I have more questions about that, but I also want to let our listeners know if they'd like to call in and ask questions, we'd love to hear from you. You can call at 1-800-893-9562. Please call in. You can talk to me or our guest, and that would be great. So tell me how this process worked, because there are a lot of people who sometimes come together and they're like, oh, you're really great. You're really mm-hmm. great. We've got these great ideas. I have this vision to go and do this, and I have, and it kind of meshes and it goes together. Did you sit down and say, okay, let's focus on what are the goals we have for this program? Did you share your visions? Did you write them out? What was that step?
All of the above.
Okay, well, the show's over.
Having been in business, both of us have been in a number of business encounters and ventures over the years, so we know that almost any successful business needs a really comprehensive and solid business plan. And in line with that, there also needs to be a good marketing plan, a good financial plan, and that the people that make up the company and that provide the services, in our opinion, need to be exceptional, a step above.
Exactly.
So we were very specific about sitting down and figuring out in each of those areas exactly what we wanted and exactly step by step how we were going to go about it, so that before we even started out, we knew how we were going to get to the goal or the outcome that we were projecting.
So you did what I encourage all entrepreneurs to do, is kind of start from the end and work backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've completed all of that. We've got a launch date of July 1st of opening up, and really excited about putting all these plans that we've put down on paper into practice. And it's not really anything new for us, because we've both been doing this for many, many years. I've been in private practice for 37 years. Dr. Zavala has been in private practice for a long time, too. So we've been providing outpatient therapy and treatment to families and individuals and couples. And so this is kind of an outgrowth, in recognition of that need, an outgrowth of what we're already doing. It's just making it better and more effective and being able to impact more people's lives in a positive way.
That sounds great. Was it a conscious decision? So you all made a very conscious decision that outpatient is the way to go, and was there sometimes like, oh, I really want this in the program, but someone else didn't feel the need? Or did you just put like all of these different things, put down like your wish list, and it turned out you're all on the same page? Or
I think that's where the importance of the business plan came in, because that's our reference point. It's like having that mission statement, is when we start looking at ideas, you go back and read through that, and it guides you to what the next step is. So because we were clear from day one what our
mission was,
it just helps us guide. It just flows. That's why it's so important to come up with a mission statement and have a business plan in place.
I agree. And a lot of people say, too, that whenever they get into trouble down the road in a kind of partnership, that they go back to that mission statement. So I'm glad that you brought that up. That's a really important point that everyone can take, learn from, and utilize in making their business more successful.
And interestingly, the approach that people take to create successful businesses is actually very similar to the approach that people can take to make their lives work.
Exactly.
Because if they get a vision or a goal or an outcome of what they want their life to consist of or where they want to wind up in the end, and they work backwards and figure out what do I need to do to create that kind of life or to have those kind of relationships, then it gives them, as Dr. Zavala was saying, a direction, a step-by-step process.
We have a caller. If I can interrupt just a moment.
Sure.
We have a caller. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Tiffany.
Hi. So, do you have a question?
I do. I wanted to get an idea of what a typical day looks like for someone entering into the program.
Oh, okay. That's a great idea, or a great question. It's a great idea, too. So, who would like to speak to that?
I'll be glad to do that. You know, that we have three different modules and a number of different tracks in the program. The upscale one is a comprehensive program that incorporates a four-hour module in the morning that predominantly focuses on the three cornerstones of physical health, nutrition, exercise, and stress management, and then a four-hour module in the afternoon that focuses on the psychological functions, cognitions, what we do in our head, and emotions and behaviors, and as well as the finishing up module of dealing with spiritual growth, and then there's a recap of the whole day. But for some people that maybe aren't able to come or don't need to come for the full day, they might take one of those two modules, or we have more of a conventional track that allows them to come in and just focus on specific topics like how to avoid relapse or how to deal with denial or what a healthy relationship is or how to improve their thinking process or decision making. And then for people who work but still need to be in recovery and maybe need more services than just a standard outpatient program would provide them, we have an evening track that's a three-hour incorporation of the physical and the psychological and the spiritual. And so depending on which module they're in, they would come in and they would go through these different modules. And then there's also some selective or elective ones that they can get into. If they need to find a job, then we have a module that's specifically oriented towards helping them find a job that they can be passionate about. If they need help with relationships above and beyond what we might ordinarily cover in the program, they could take a module on creating dysfunctional relationships into healthy relationships, or modules on improving their communication or changing their living location or improving their financial situation. So it's almost like going into an academy on life skills and being able to put together your itinerary of what classes or what skills and knowledge you'd like to gain to be able to have the life and the relationships that you really want and really deserve.
Well, what I also like the way you're saying it is, first of all, you're making it very easy for your customers to do business with you. And I think that's such an important lesson. And then the other thing that I'm kind of smiling secretly about is that my brother and I both grew up in the restaurant business, too.
So funny.
And the cafeterias. And you grew up in the restaurant business, and so I'm looking at this like a menu, like cafeteria style. You can pick and choose, which is really great because a lot of programs you sign up and end up having to take a lot of things that may or may not feel like, although I think everyone can benefit from everything that it is that you all are doing, but they may not feel that they can necessarily take it all on at one time, because the brain can only handle so much. And so being able to offer them those options and give them a menu of different things that they can select is really beneficial. And it sounds like you've given a lot of thought to that about how will this program work best for our ideal clients. You know, we recognize that some of them work and they can't come during the day, but they still need this. We recognize that they might all be at different places, and one set program does not work for everyone.
No.
So those are really important considerations that you all made regarding who your customer is.
Exactly.
And what it is that they need.
But that's kind of a perfect lead in too, to recognizing that they're the one that's really important, them figuring out what they really want, what they really need, and us helping them with that process, because they may have those needs but not know where they are. And that's where our expertise in providing effective and comprehensive assessment of identifying those needs and then creating a partnership to be able to meet those needs effectively in a time-efficient and cost-effective way.
Yeah. No, those are really, really great. Was it a timely thing of determining what it was that you all were going to offer, of trying to figure out what all of these programs are and having to put together the different things that you needed to put together for that?
I think we both just knew that there was a need out there, because both of us had referrals and been frustrated that we couldn't find somewhere that really met these needs. So we both sort of had this in our heads, but it wasn't until we came together that it sort of really solidified and we just went along. Though I think Dr. Martin was a little further along in it than I was, but we just sort of had the same idea because there is a need out there. And that's when it's exciting too, when you know you're offering something that you know is great and that there is a need and you're going to make a difference. We know we're going to make a difference in these people's lives and in the community. I see that as a way of giving back. And creates passion, and you're not only just helping that person, you're helping the families, you're helping the community, and it just expands out.
Well, both of you, your passion for what it is that you're doing really shines, and that's so important too, to know why it is that you're doing what it is that you're doing. And it sounds like you all have that kind of figured out.
Yes. You don't work long hours like this to unless you're clear on what you want, because it does, you know, being an entrepreneur, doing something like this, you've got to put in the hours and learn new things and stretch yourself. And that's what we're going to be asking people who come into our program too. They're going to be stretching themselves. We know what that's like. Right. And hopefully, you know, create that best version of them as we want to live what we teach, which is helping people to be the best in all that they can be.
Well, you're being very authentic too. Mm-hmm. And that's another important component of a successful business person, is to be able to be authentic. And you're not just saying, okay, what's going to make me money? You're saying, what can I really do to help these people? What can I really provide to them that will benefit them? And in turn, that's going to come back and benefit you all as well.
Absolutely.
And in line with what you're saying, I think one of the things that sets our program apart, and maybe even us as the coordinators of that program, is that we live what we're teaching. Yeah. We've spent the time, we've gotten the knowledge, we've attained the skills to be able to make our lives work, and we both have healthy lives and healthy relationships, and we are both very happy. And so we're going to be modeling exactly what we're teaching our patients to do, rather than just talking to them about theory or something that we read in a book.
Right. No, that's great. That's really important. What have been some of the biggest challenges that you've had with launching this program?
I think probably just all that it takes. I mean, there's a lot more involved with launching any kind of a program or a company or a business than most people realize.
Yeah.
And the fact that we already have thriving practices and busy and full lives, I think finding the extra time or being able to fit all of that in, because we're really anxious to get started. And it's taken a while. I mean, it's taking several months of sitting down and spending a lot of time focusing on what we really want and how we want to make it the best that there is. But that's probably, for me, that's probably been the biggest challenge, is just being able to find that time and still maintain balance in my life.
Exactly.
And in my work.
Yeah. And that's good for everyone to know that it does take that. You can't just snap and say, okay, well, I've got all this information, I'll just pull a few things from here and there, to be able to balance it out and to also be dedicated and committed and what's the word I'm looking for? You have your goal, but yeah, discipline. That's it. That's exactly what I was looking for. I was going to say self-discipline, having that self-discipline.
Right.
So did you set aside a set time every day to say, okay, so from 12 to 2, we're going to talk, or some people have think days, some people have a schedule of when they're going to do things. Did you all do something like that?
Pretty close. We've been meeting 2 or 3 times every week for hours at the time, and then after each one of those meetings, each one of us go away with a things to do list of what we need to accomplish by the next meeting. And the fact that both of us tend to be organized and focused and disciplined, you know,
and self-motivated.
Definitely self-motivated and passionate about what we're doing. So we've covered a lot of ground, in my opinion, in a relatively short period of time. And the fact that we've had previous experience in doing this and setting up businesses, that really has helped too, because we know what we're doing rather than trying to figure it out as we went.
Right. So it's not just beta. It really is something that you've already done.
It's fun too when you're doing something you enjoy. And I always believe when you're giving back, when you know you're doing something good, it does take a lot of time, and that's the hardest piece of it. But I love stretching myself in that way. And I love creating that excitement in people when they come in to see me in my practice, or, you know, in this program. Is I want people to find that same excitement of something they can get their teeth in and really enjoy doing. So even though it does take time, there's this piece of feeling excited about what we're inventing and what we're creating.
And what you're providing. Because it's one thing to provide a piece of clothing or a new hairstyle. Those certainly can play a very important role in someone's life and in making them feel better, providing any kind of solution. But this is such a big solution to mm-hmm. to a problem that exists out there for really everyone. We all have our problems. It's not just sectioned off for the few.
Exactly.
Everyone can benefit from, like you said, life skills and mm-hmm. all of the things that you all are offering. So you really opened yourselves up to look beyond just that one specific problem that someone may be experiencing, whether it be alcoholism or addiction or something along those lines.
And in line with that, there's also a real significance in having a plan. It's kind of like if you were going to build a dream house, going to a hardware store and getting a bunch of lumber and cement and whatnot and going out and starting to build, it won't work nearly as well as if you went to an architect and described your dream and he drew up a set of plans that you could follow. And most people have never done that. They've never sat down and thought, what can my life be if it were at its optimal, or if I were to push myself to be all that I could be and have all that I could want mm-hmm. or wish for, what would that look like? And then put together with expertise help a strategic plan of how to get there step by step, and through little baby steps, being able to create almost unimaginable things.
Right. And it all starts with a single step.
And it starts with that foundation. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't have the patience, or they come from fear. And if you're in the fear part of the brain, you can't come from the frontal lobe. And that's where we dream, and that's where we create. So fear is a big obstacle for a lot of people. So something we'll definitely be talking about in our program is, you know, the brain and how the biochemistry and how fear gets in the way. Because that foundation is instrumental to your success.
Right. And these words that you're speaking are so important for every entrepreneur to hear.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they're so, yes, whether you're an entrepreneur, or whether you're
family,
a patient, or whether you're struggling with something, we all deal with that fear. And I have mm-hmm. a lot of entrepreneurs who come to me, and that is something they're fearful about, mm-hmm. launching this business. Well, what if it'll fail? Well, mm-hmm. what if it does?
Right. So what?
You know, so what? Right. And so that's so important about what it is that you're saying, and everyone can benefit, whether your patient is going to benefit from this, but whether you're an entrepreneur as well. Mm-hmm. So these are great points that you're bringing up. Now, how did you all sit down and, especially, and I'm talking about from the standpoint of a partnership, really say, what are our strengths? What are we bringing to the table? And how did you divide and conquer?
Well, that was one of the first things we did after we recognized that we had a similar vision and very, very similar values and outcomes in our life and in our work. the first thing that we did after that was to look at what do each one of us bring to the table and what else do we need to have in order for this to really be successful and to work for everybody and to be able to help these individuals to create the life that they want to create and to overcome the obstacles that they're faced and challenged by.
So what do you think is your greatest strength?
My greatest strength, I think, is being dedicated and committed to helping other individuals to find the happiness and the health that they want, they deserve in their life and in their relationships.
And I think mine's the same. I think we're similar, but then it sort of branches out to other areas. My creativity, passion, forward thinking, all those things, I think we're both good at that.
I would agree.
And so how did you determine what your weaknesses were and where you were going to fill that void?
Well, there's a lot of different techniques and approaches, in my opinion. One of the things that I often do is to put myself on the other side, to imagine that I'm the patient or to imagine that these are the deficits that I have. And I think that if I were there and, you know, with most of the situations that any of us deal with, we've all had them. We've all felt fear. We've all felt despair. We've all felt discouragement. We've all had things that didn't turn out the way we wanted them to. So I just put myself in their position and try to be empathetic to what they're going through and think of what would it take to get them to where they want to be. And that would be the same place we all want to be, because we all want two things. We want to be healthy and we want to be happy.
And there's, when we do have a deficit in the what we're doing, is that's where you hire. I always look at some things you can learn, but some things you're better off hiring someone who has the expertise. We know what our strengths are.
Right.
And this is why I teach people, build on your strengths and manage your weaknesses.
Right. That's a great, great quote. So let's say that one more time. Build on your strengths
and manage your weaknesses.
Right. And I always say, focus on your genius work.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, if I spend 4 hours struggling with accounting,
right,
then that's 4 hours that I could have been doing something else, making money. For someone
to
else
pay for
to,
the
do,
accountant to do it.
Exactly. To pay for someone else to do it in probably 30 minutes or less. And then also I'm able to use my creativity. I'm able to enjoy what it is that I'm doing better too.
Exactly.
And one of those was an example is I hired a virtual assistant. And that means that they were able to do things on the computer that whether it was a letter that I had drafted that would go out automatically or schedule my blogs or whatever it was I chose to do, that allowed me to focus on what I do, and they could do it in just a few minutes when it might take me hours to do that. So focusing on your genius work or working with your strengths and managing your weaknesses and hiring out. And that's a lot of times something that entrepreneurs don't always do. They think they have to wear all the hats. They have to do it all. And they have this vision of, I've got to be Superman or Superwoman and do everything. And yet, and this is one of the differences between men and women, and I'm curious how that kind of works for you all too, is men do tend to hire out more often than women. And because we're so accustomed to multitasking,
yes,
I suppose. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
But the difference is that if you really want to grow your business, that is how you grow your business.
It is.
So have you all found any differences because you are male and female in terms of your strategizing, in terms of...
I don't know if it's been because we're male and female. I think we have a lot of core values and beliefs and views that are very similar or the same. And I think that we also have very creative perspectives from which we look at things that allows us to get a much fuller picture. I mean, a lot of times I may see certain aspects, I may see certain other aspects, but the two of them combined give a much more complete picture than either one of us would have had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that potentiation effect is exactly what we're looking for in our treatment program, is to be able to take these set of skills and this knowledge base and allow the person to accomplish perhaps in a year what may have taken them 12 years to lose. They could get back or restore in a much shorter period of time, and hopefully even better to where it ever was.
Yeah, that's great. So, that's interesting. I haven't really thought too much about That was a statistic that just came to me, and so it was kind of interesting thinking about whether there were differences that you had experienced.
We're actually quite similar. Being male or female, I don't see that. I think we're sort of on the same. We had the same vision, and I think where there are little differences, we sort of they're just little bumps because we're this bigger vision, and the bigger vision is what keeps driving us. So if we keep looking at that, and that's why I go back to that mission statement and business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's your guiding force. And you can change that at any time.
Right. It's not set in stone.
No.
And sometimes people think it is. Like, oh my gosh, well, I veered off my business plan. No, it's not set in stone. It's just it's a roadmap.
But we'd have to discuss that together and see if that's where we want to change it. So you just keep that vision out there. And that easily, come a time when there's differences, we can look at that and that will be our guiding force. And that's what we're going to teach people too at the program. It's like, this is what you've got to do in life, is you've got to get clear what your mission is, what your vision is for yourself. And that helps you make daily decisions.
Yeah.
The sort of relationships you're going to be in. Are you going to pick up that drink again? Are you going to engage in dysfunctional behavior?
Yeah, encouraging them and being there for them. So let me remind our listeners, if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Again, the number is 1-800-893-9562. You can call us and ask us any questions. That would be great. And I also want to just chat with you about, there was a question I was going to ask and it just kind of left me, but is there a motto that you kind of get up with and have, or a quote or something that inspires you daily?
Well, there's a couple of them. One of them is our line with our mission statement is to change the world one person at a time, and to look at each individual, what they really need, where they are, what they've done to get there, what would it take to get them to where they really want to be, what would allow them to be a contributing member to society, to be happy and to be healthy. And I think that's one of the things that both of us share, and everything we do is kind of geared around that. So it's almost like a mission statement or a motto. And then there are a number of others that we use in working together, starting out in the beginning with an end in mind or a vision or a goal of why we're trying to get there, taking little baby steps, one step at a time to reach our goal, you know, making it work, stepping up and giving whatever it takes to make it happen. There's a lot of those phrases that are kind of built into the program. And another thing that you talked about a minute ago about working together as a team, one of the things that I think both of us know, but we definitely incorporated, is our effective communication. I think there's a Chinese proverb that says the quality of your communication equals the quality of your relationship. And I think one of the reasons that Dr. Zabala and I have such an excellent working relationship is that we both communicate very effectively and frequently and openly and honestly, and that really has helped both of us to create a very good working relationship and to create a program that will help other people learn those same skills.
Exactly. I think it's key. I wake up every morning and I ask myself, how do I be the best version of me today? And again, this goes back to what we want to teach. How do people be that best version? Because every day is different. And if you have this one line, some days I'm way better version than the next day, but if that's my best version, then great, right?
Well, that's important that you brought that up, because sometimes it's just the best version, and it doesn't mean that you have to be perfect.
Right.
It just means that in this day and in this time, what is the best version of yourself? And it doesn't mean you have to beat yesterday or that you have to keep striving up the ladder. There's some ebb and flow
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's a lot of the reasons we're struggling with the issues of addiction have just become so enormous. If it's not food or sex or alcohol, pornography, there's just so many ways people are getting addicted. And I think it's becoming worse now than ever before because we're so isolated. We're isolating ourselves through, unfortunately, a lot of technological advances. And you see it with teenagers, unfortunately. So getting people back to being connected, one with themselves, because they've disconnected from their souls, their spirits, and their bodies, and their minds, and then back as a community, with their family, with the community at large. So it's, again, we live what we're going to be teaching. I think that's what makes us both very excited about this, is I think both of us have created a wonderful way that we live in the world, and we want to offer that to other people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, what we haven't talked about is where. So what is your information? How can people get in touch with you? Where is this program at?
It's in San Clemente, California, which is in South Orange County. And the website, which is being revised at this time and updated to include a number of facets of the program, is www.bodymindspiritiop.com. Phone number that can be called to reach us directly is 949-248-7377.
Say that one more time really slow, too.
949-248-7377.
You did it really great the first time, but I'm the person who always says, okay, wait a minute, what was that again?
Me too. Where's my pen? And
that's why sometimes I try and do our phone number several different times.
And I think the most important thing is that this program is really comprehensive and offers so much more than any program I've seen at a very affordable price and with people who are absolutely dedicated, have dedicated their lives mm-hmm. to helping other people to create lives that they really want and deserve.
So one of the questions that people may be asking, but no one has called, but I have a question. So is this something that is insurance driven or accepted by other insurance companies or?
Most or all of the costs in many, if not most of the cases, would be covered by insurance. But we also have a sliding scale for people who maybe don't have insurance, or if they have a restricted insurance plan that doesn't cover that type of service. The money is probably the least important thing to us. So anybody that needs help, if they're willing to help themselves, we're willing to help them and work with them to figure out some way to make it work.
And that was so great that you all thought about that instead of just, you're really making it available to everyone.
Yes.
And that must have been a very conscious decision when you started out.
Absolutely.
Developing this program.
Well, giving back is, I believe, one of the cornerstones of a successful business. In fact, just driving here today at the studio, when I used to teach seminars, I would have my participants bring clothing and blankets and jackets, and we would come down to Skid Row afterwards. And at the last seminar I taught, we had so much, we had 4 truckloads
wow.
of clothing and blankets. And that, to me, is one of the best parts of owning a business, is being able to give back. And the more successful we are, the more we can give back. And that's a really fun part.
Were there any naysayers about when you were starting this program for people to say, oh, wait, what are you thinking? This hasn't been done before. Like you said, you step out, you're both out-of-the-box mm-hmm. thinkers. Were there people like, no, this isn't going to work?
Actually, just the opposite. I mean, everybody I've talked with is really excited about us opening this up and them having another resource,
yeah.
One that can actually meet needs, because there's definitely a gap or a void there in our area. But like I said, middle-of-the-road programs that are fairly priced and provide a very unique and comprehensive service or set of services.
It's a really important point, because, yes, usually you do get some naysayers. And I have found that, too. It's been very positive. That's a really important part of business. You've really got to trust and know yourself, because people often are afraid to step out of the box. And again, I go back to this, what we want to teach people is don't be afraid. Don't always look to everybody else as your reference point of where you want to go in life, because if it's really what's in your heart, we'll help you figure it out.
Yeah. And that's what happens sometimes, is we want to start a business or mm-hmm. we want to do something, and we just look, well, okay, what's everybody else doing?
Right.
And we just go and do what everybody else is doing, and that's not going to work.
No.
You have to come out with something that is uniquely yours and really tap into your passion.
Exactly.
And really create a mission. And one of the things I like to tell people about developing a mission statement is, what would you give money back if you didn't deliver?
mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a great way to kind of think about what is how to put together that mission.
Right.
Who inspires you?
Gosh, I mean, there's so many people. I think of Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins. my daughter, Belle, sorry, Dr. Martin. there's just so many people, it's off the top of my head.
Now, why is that? Why do they inspire
Because
you?
They all stepped out and weren't afraid to be themselves. And I love that. They all overcome adversity and didn't let people, stop them in their tracks. And
that's what you have to do.
It is, in life, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, along those same lines, there are way too many people to even begin to start listing them, but it's all the people who woke up from being asleep, all the people who opened their eyes and began to look for something more or to entertain and to explore what might be. In quantum physics, we know that there is an infinite number of possibilities in any given moment. And most of us have limited our vision to a very narrow path. And if we can begin to expand that and recognize that anything that's in our life, we've created it. And if we don't like it, we can discreate it and change it to what we want it to be. And that's what we want to help people to discover.
Exactly. And that actually brings me back. Einstein's one of my biggest motivators.
I think he's brilliant.
Unbelievable. And he had a lot of adversity. But look what he did and look what he overcame. So I agree. He was sort of the father of quantum physics.
Yeah. Definitely the beginning.
He has one of my favorite sayings from him is, "It's not that I'm any smarter. I just stay with the problem longer."
Love it. I didn't know that one. I've learned a new quote for my book.
I wish I could remember all of the quotes that come through my life, but that one I kind of have up there on the wall, and I see it fairly frequently. But yes, he's amazing. Yes. And I think it's important for us to have people that we can look at and be inspired by and be inspired from and have something to kind of
model after.
Yes, because we don't always have that vision totally in front of ourselves.
Right.
So it's great to be able to have that. Do you have a proudest moment?
A proudest moment with regard to the business probably would be when the two of us made a decision to actually implement it. Mm-hmm. We were exploring in the beginning and thinking about it and sharing visions, but when we made a commitment to each other to create this and to make a difference in the world, I'm really happy and proud that we decided to do that because I know it will make a difference.
I would agree with that. It was like, okay, now that vision, and it's just so fun then, like, we're going to do this. It's great inside here, but when it hits your core of this is something different that we're going to create and invent that other people are going to get to benefit. And you feel really, it's like having a child.
Yeah.
So you're really proud of what you're putting together. It feels wonderful.
Well, it's incredible. And now I know that you all are operating from a different standpoint. And I don't know if it's because you're just doers but if there's advice that you can share, because a lot of people, there are a lot of great ideas out there.
Yes.
But what's the difference between those who have the great ideas and those who actually say, let's do it, and then do it? So what do you think is the difference between you all reaching that moment of agreement and saying, okay, we're in it, we're doing it, versus someone else who maybe doesn't have that, and maybe it is that can-do attitude, but maybe they don't have that can-do attitude?
I think you're absolutely right that my experience is that most people are dreamers, or most people have a dream, but very few of them actually follow through and make their dreams a reality. And I think a large part of that is fear. And so one of the things that I think people have to do in order to be successful is to change their fear into faith.
Yes.
Faith in themselves, faith in their abilities, faith in the universe and whatever their higher power might be, that all of these forces will come together and help them if they are pursuing something they're passionate about, something that they're here to do. There's so many resources and so much that will come to their aid to help them to create it. But they've got to be passionate about it. They've got to be committed. They've got to be determined, disciplined, as you said, to go out there and each day keep working at it until it becomes a reality.
So there is a saying, and I may botch this because, like I said, I have a million quotes in my head and I don't always remember them, and you all may know it and be able to help me out here, but something about once you make a decision, the universe
does
conspires to make it happen.
Exactly.
Did I botch it bad?
No, you did great.
If that decision is something that you believe in, that you're passionate about,
yes,
that you felt compelled to pursue, you're absolutely right. And again, we can look to quantum physics to better understand that, how all the energies kind of come together and form a potentiated force or a magnified force to make that happen.
So I know we don't have a whole hour session, and they should definitely sign up for one or all of your modules, but I liked what you said of turning the fear into faith.
Yes.
Can you give two or three tips of how you do that?
Sure. Because
sometimes it's easier said than done. It's like, oh yeah, that sounds great, but how do I do that?
Well, the first thing to do is to recognize that the letters of fear are F-E-A-R, and these stand for false evidence appearing real most of the time.
I like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing to recognize is that neuroscientists, people who spend every day, 5 days a week, many hours, you know, every month and year researching emotions, have come to the conclusion that about 91% of all the fears that we have are invalid fears. They're illogical, irrational. There's nothing to fear except fear itself. So if we can start off with some of these basic understandings, I mean, fear serves
and getting educated about
right,
whether it's a real fear or not.
Sure. I mean, fear serves a very important purpose, and that is to protect us. And so anything that we perceive that even remotely looks like it might be a potential threat to us, fear is going to come up and knock on our perceptual door and say, hello, you know, there's a potential threat or danger out there. But the key word in that sentence is not threat or danger. It's potential. And so then we need to say, thank you very much, fear. You know, I appreciate so much you being a part of me and helping me all the time. And I'll take over from here and you go on out and do your own job. And then we step back and we determine if this is a real threat or danger or just something that we're imagined. And most of the time it's going to be something that we imagined. And if we put it in perspective and then just feel the fear and do it anyway, after a few times we probably won't even have the fear, and we will have conditioned fear to know how to be more selective about what it brings to us.
And I think that's a really good
wealth of information. Yes,
it is. It's really important what he's saying, because that's what keeps our world small. And when I work with people in their 70s and 80s, one of the things I hear all the time is their regrets. And you don't want to have regrets. You don't want to have regrets. And fear is what keeps us and gets us stuck in our regrets. So I agree. You feel the fear and you just do it anyway. And so sometimes you're going to fall down. So what? You get back up and you figure it out and you do it differently, or do something else, or do it again.
Well, that's really great advice from both of you.
A second aspect of that is recognizing that all of our emotions are there to communicate information to us. More often than not, we have unknowingly given up power and control in our life to our brain and to our emotions and our behaviors. And so once we recognize that, and recognize that their role is subordinate to us, and we take control and we start running our life and we let these aspects of ourselves create what we want to have in our life and the kind of life that we want to have, we start using them to our advantage rather than them using us to their advantage. And once we better understand them, we know how to use them, then we can use them to improve every aspect of our life and get them to work for us.
Well, on that note, I think we all are able to go forward and accomplish great things. Again, thank you, Dr. Martin, and thank you, Dr. Zavala. Really appreciate having you here today, and I've learned a lot, and I know that our listeners have too. So thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.